I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is the Wednesday Night Massacre. On tonight's show, the people who are developing vaccine passports are pro-China and pro-Chinese Communist Party. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! So I saw a video yesterday, the other day, where the leader of the World Economic Forum, some of the greatest proponents of vaccine passports and digital IDs on the planet, gave a glowing, warm introduction to President Winnie the Pooh Xi Jinping of China. These are the people who are comprised of unelected billionaires and bureaucrats such as Bill Gates, Bezos. This is an organization who have spokespeople ranging from Angela Merkel to President Macron. These are the people with so much power who you didn't elect that are shaping world policy, that are the main proponents of vaccine passports, who are not only just shields for the Chinese Communist Party, who not only snuggle up to the president of China, who not only are the main proponents of vaccine passports in the West, but who have been pushing for digital IDs before coronavirus and vaccine passports even existed. The same digital IDs widespread in China that destroy human rights and turn that country into a totalitarian hellhole. Have a look at this video. This is Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, talking about Xi Jinping and introducing him. And it's kind of like talking about that girl you never managed to shag, but you're still obsessed with. Have a look at this. Klaus Schwab introduces Xi Jinping at the 2022 WEF World Economic Forum Summit.
China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. In the first three quarters of 2021, China's economy grew by over 9%. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. Mr. President, I strongly echo your remarks in 2017 that mankind has made progress by surmounting difficulties. And when encountering difficulties, we should join hands.
Okay, so this guy wants to join hands with the Chinese Communist Party. I just want to give you my thought before I forget it. So if you support vaccine passports, then you support communism, because the main proponents and developers of vaccine passports in the West are the WEF. And as you've just seen by that video, and as you will go on to see, WEF absolutely love China and base their whole strategy off China's and the Chinese Communist Party's. Let's go back to Klaus Schwab.
Rise to the challenge. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
So this guy's bigging up Chinese Communist Party leader in a speech about the world becoming better and more prosperous.
We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping.
His Excellency, leader of the Chinese Communist Party, a guy who oppresses tens of millions of people, a guy who has created genocide in his country, imprisoning Uyghur Muslims for their religious beliefs and torturing them and harvesting their organs, a guy who will throw you in jail and disappear you for merely comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. That guy is admired by head of WEF, who's pushing vaccine passports in a country near you. Now, an interesting thing here is that whereas in China, they first had a digital ID and then that became a vaccine passport, in the West, we had the vaccine passport first, and that will become the digital ID. The digital ID in China will deny your access to society, to travel, to money, all that kind of stuff, if you do anything against the will of the state. In the West, the vaccine passport will deny your access to society, to travel, to restaurants and stuff, if you don't get vaccinated. But soon, the West will deny your access to those very things and more, if you don't do what the state says, which encompasses things like climate change, harmful language, etc. For example, when you have a digital ID, it will be tied into climate change. You will be tracked and surveilled everywhere you go, and the government will know how much you affect climate change. The World Economic Forum, there's a video out there online, go and look it up, have already said that your carbon footprint is linked to the digital ID. This is already in place. So in the future, if you use too much energy, you will be denied access to restaurants. You won't be able to travel. In the future, using the same logic, if you say anything harmful online, you'll have your access denied to society, just like they do in China. The World Economic Forum are communists. I'm going to show you a video in a second that shows you they literally want communism for 2022. China are communists. No wonder World Economic Forum admires China and their digital ID system. Who are the World Economic Forum? The World Economic Forum is an independent international organization committed to improving the state of the world. Yes, public safety is always the alibi of tyrants. Let's have a look at their own promotional video that they themselves removed from YouTube, where they make 8 predictions for the world in 2030. And lest I remind you, this is the group who are the main proponents of vaccine passports coming to a country near you in the West. Their first prediction is, and listen carefully, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Yes, that is the main philosophy of the people pushing vaccine passports who admire and are inspired by China. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. This is literally communism. The definition of communism is public ownership of property. So the government owns everything. And what happens when the government owns everything? They can control you. When you don't own your car, when you don't own your house, they can take it away if you don't do what they say and echo the message of the state, which, if this goes unchecked, will be if you say abortion is wrong, if you don't support Black Lives Matter and intersectional politics, if you don't say climate change is real and up your taxes because of that, if you don't support a massive welfare system of the government controlling everything, including your money, then you're going to have your access to society taken away because you don't own anything. That's how communism works. That's literally what World Economic Forum do. Okay, let's keep going. So World Economic Forum, they say, whatever you want, you'll rent and it will be delivered by drone. Yes, so you don't own anything. And then if you commit wrong, think your digital ID will automatically know you said something against the ideology of the state, like, let's go, Brandon. Then you won't have anything delivered to your home. You're already conditioned to that because of vaccine passports and lockdowns and stuff. Okay, I better do what the government says or I won't be able to do this. Large swathes of the population have been conditioned to think like that. That will be applied en masse if we have digital IDs and we keep going the way we're going. Let's keep reading this advert from the WEF so you know about the WEF. They say the US won't be the world's leading superpower. Now, this is critical to communism taking over because America is the only country that was founded on free principles. It never had a monarchy. It never had any tyrannical government. It was founded on free principles and checks and balances and empowered the people. And so that's the last bulwark and bastion of freedom in the world. They are the leading cultural superpower in the world. And as you know, politics, as they say, is downstream from culture. So America falling is essential for communism taking over. And that's why the World Economic Forum say the US won't be the world's leading superpower anymore. Over my dead body. Over our dead bodies. Massacre friends, I'm Johnny Massacre. And if you're just joining us, we're discussing the World Economic Forum and how the main proponents of vaccine passports are in bed with China. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen. Donate some cash and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of these videos you're going to get. Ellie and Kat has tipped $21.12. He says, fuck the government gay, which means fuck the government in pig Latin. So back to the World Economic Forum, the people who are pushing vaccine passports and are in bed with China. Let's see what their philosophy is still further. They say a handful of countries will dominate and it won't be America, according to them. They say you won't die waiting for an organ donor. Yes, the government are going to protect you. Public health, alibi of tyrants. Public safety, alibi of tyrants. We won't transplant organs. We'll print new ones instead. Oh, you said, let's go, Brandon. No organ transplant for you. That's literally what will happen if you leave a radical political ideology unchecked for long enough. They say you will eat much less meat. This is communism, controlling everything to the point of parody. What you wear, how you dress, what you fucking eat. Giant centralized government, central to communism. Religion of government, government is the god. It does everything for you. That's what World Economic Forum are all about. They want to bring communism to the world. And they're inspired by China. They fawn over the president of China, who abuses his own people, who is the communist overlord. These are the people making your vaccine passports. Wake the fuck up. World Economic Forum philosophy, they say an occasional treat, not a staple, is meat for the good of the environment and for our health. Yes, Invisible Crisis to keep you in check and controlled. If they can control what you eat, they can control anything and you won't bat an eyelid. That's what this is all about. They say 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. Oh, that means we need to open the borders and let in loads and loads and loads of economic migrants, which will stress the infrastructure of any first world country and eventually break it, because central to communism is leveling a country, completely destroying it, tearing down all the systems and rebuilding it in their image. The World Economic Forum promo video recently deleted from YouTube says we'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. I just said that because I know about communism. I know about World Economic Forum. I know about vaccine passports and I know about digital IDs. And I knew they would say that before they even said it. They also say polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide. So this is the next phase of digital IDs and conditioning you to do whatever the government says, or you have your access to society taken away, which, lest I remind you, is a human rights crime. First, it's you don't have a vaccine, you're harmful, got to stay at home, can't go to a restaurant. Next, this is the next phase. It will be climate change. So your carbon footprint's too big. Your digital ID is connected to your car and your electronics and everything. You've used too much carbon. You have to stay in your house. That is the next phase of all of this. Now, note how communists and tyrants love the invisible enemy. Coronavirus can't see it. Climate change can't see it. Oppressive racism, systemic oppression can't see it, because they need things that you can't see that basically don't exist in order to carry out their plans. Because if you could actually see it, you'd realize that they're talking bullshit. So it has to be a fictional enemy that doesn't even exist as an alibi for their tyrannical strategy. So let's keep reading what the World Economic Forum are going to do to you. There will be a global price on carbon, and this will help make fossil fuels history. Okay, good. So that's what the World Economic Forum are all about. They are the ones who are developing your vaccine passport. So please think twice before you accept the vaccine passport system. I say just say no. If you're getting a vaccine passport just to have access to society, not for any benefit, because they have no benefit, because as you know, coronavirus now, the infection isn't necessarily stopped by vaccines, according to CDC head Rochelle Walensky, then you need to think again, my friend, because you should get a vaccine passport because it stops you getting sick or stops other people getting sick, not because I'm going to get this thing so I can have my life back that the government illegally took away. Now, vaccine passports are being developed by these communist motherfuckers. Here is the evidence over on Newsy.com. Listen.
If you're planning to travel in 2021 or even go to a concert or event, you might be asked to show proof of a coronavirus vaccination. Now, I found this so interesting this morning. The Common Trust Network and World Economic Forum partnered with hundreds of health systems and airlines to develop an app.
So World Economic Forum is partnering with hundreds of airlines and systems all around the world in order to develop vaccine passports. Those guys who I just showed you love the Chinese Communist Party and shill over President Xi Jinping, and who say you will own nothing and be happy, and America will lose its power, and there'll be shitloads of displaced migrants coming into a country near you soon, and who say you won't eat meat anymore. I really hope people wake up as soon as possible. Notice how communism is all about one rule. It cannot tolerate any opposition, and that's why it's global. That's why they had a Comintern of various international communist bases in order to push it all around the world, because they can't tolerate even one country not thinking the same. How dangerous the World Economic Forum. They're partnering with all the airlines. This is why America's great, because it's not one big monster. It's broken up into lots of states and checks and balances. But communism doesn't want that. It doesn't want any checks and balances to its power, which is essential for a free, fair, and healthy society. Don't believe me that the World Economic Forum are developing your vaccine passports, and the World Economic Forum want communism, as I've just showed you? Well, have a look at this. Japan, the place where I live. Japan to launch vaccine passports for overseas travel. It will likely be based on the communism, I meant Common Pass, an app developed with the involvement of the World Economic Forum. Yes, the people who want communism are developing your vaccine passports. You know who else fucking spoke at World Economic Forum the other day? Fauci, Ferengi Fauci, the guy making the US policy, is speaking at the World Economic Forum who want communism. What the fuck is actually going on? Here's Ferengi Fauci. Here he is. Let's listen like to what he's got to say until the point we can't bear anymore. Shut the fuck up, you cunt. That's unbearable. Okay, so World Economic Forum. This is from their own website. They say digital identity can help advance inclusive financial services. They say new digital processes will empower people to heal society from the pandemic. So the government take away all your rights. That was the main damage from the pandemic, not the virus itself, and abuse your human rights. And then to have a fraction of those freedoms back That's empowering people, according to World Economic Forum. They say the debate on digital payments should focus on how to best facilitate real-time cross-border transactions. So that's basically one world currency so they can control you wherever you are. One currency there, cross-border. Also, you said something wrong. We know on your digital ID, we're taking away access to your bank. That is literally what will happen. That is literally what will happen. I am convinced of it. On YouTube, put on subtitles. Automatically knows everything I say. Your digital ID will know the same. Say anything wrong thing, like men can't change into women or anything like that, that the left don't approve of, or globalists don't approve of, or communists don't approve of. Have your access to everything taken away, including your money, because it's all going to go digital. Ultimate form of control. They say the creation of a digital stability board, a platform to best share practices and monitor risks, will help advance digital regulation. To get through COVID as best as possible and approach its aftermath triumphantly, business and government must put power in the hands of the populace. So by controlling you and monitoring where you go and surveilling you all the time and denying your access to things because you haven't taken a vaccine, which is already happening, or next because you have too big a carbon footprint, or next because you've committed wrong thing, that is empowering the people. That's why in the main book about totalitarianism and basic socialism and communism, 1984 by George Orwell, they use these conflicting statements such as war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. So World Economic Forum, in their own words, say catalyzing a people-led recovery from the pandemic means employing new technology systems and processes. The end goal for each person to be able to buy, trade, and live a fruitful life. We already can without the government. The more government infringe upon us, the less we can trade and buy and live a fruitful life. Speaking of fruit, you can't start a fucking lemonade stand in America now without getting some paperwork stuck to it and having it revoked and getting penalties and fines. The more the government get involved, the less fruitful your life. Every single business they get their dirty fucking fingers into, they fuck it up. Airbnb was smashing it. Hotel industry illegally lobbied governments around the world to shut it down. Now we don't get the best choice as consumers in the supposedly free market because the government got involved. Uber, people were making shitloads of money. Oh my God, no government restrictions, just get in my car that I fucking own and sell my own services. People getting rich off Uber. Now it's all fucking, there's so much red tape around it. It's become regulated by the government, and taxis companies, you know, they go backhanders to the government for that, and now that industry is suffering. What do you think is going to happen when the government gets its fingers not just into hotels or fucking cars, every single business in the fucking world? It will all be this horrible, insipid, corporate, technocratic, fascistic, government managed, centralized clusterfuck. So I could keep going through this on and on and on and on, but I fucking won't. Let me go a little bit more. They say on this article, how are we going to do this? First, we need to follow in the footsteps of Estonia and India. Dumps where we can throw our money around and abuse them and get them compliant. We should be more like India and Estonia. I don't fucking think so. Big up to my Estonian and Indian viewers. So, this digital ID has been on the World Economic Forum's brain since 2018, before the pandemic even came about. They've been cooking this shit up. Yes, World Economic Forum, who are now making vaccine passports and are in bed with China. Look at this. This is from the World Economic Forum. This is from 13th of January 2019, before the coronavirus even came about. This is the digital identity system that is involved in all these areas. Healthcare, for users to access insurance, treatment, to monitor health devices, wearables for care providers to demonstrate their qualifications. So if you commit wrongthink in the future and vaccine passports go ahead and become inevitably digital IDs, you will have your healthcare taken away. They've already said this online. If you haven't had a vaccine, you shouldn't use a hospital. It's already here. It's already here. But in the future, it will be carbon footprint. It will be anything against the government. That's what happens in China, the place whose leader is being worshipped by the person who are making these fucking things. Other parts of digital identity cooked up by World Economic Forum that's now coming through via vaccine passports. In their own words, financial services, to open bank accounts, you need a digital identity. So you won't be able to open a bank account if you've committed wrong things, said anything harmful. Food and sustainability. Travel and mobility. You won't be able to travel. You've already been conditioned to this. You can't travel if you're not vaccinated. Next, it will be if you have a big carbon footprint or if you said anything harmful. It already happens in China. And the people making these things are inspired by China. Look, travel and mobility, they'll take that away. E-commerce, they'll take that away. Social platforms, being able to talk to people, they'll take that away. cities, traffic, travel, everything. So the people making vaccine passports want digital IDs. Before the vaccine passport even came about, they were talking about those digital IDs on their website in 2018 and 2019. And now the country that does have digital IDs, China, that controls the whole population and commits human rights crimes and just makes a communist hell, are being worshipped by these people. Wake the fuck up. Wake up! Fuck's sake. Please. So there you go. There you go, my friends. AlGore.com has a great article on this. Davos World Economic Forum psychopaths, members, and goals. The World Economic Forum is a premier forum for governments, global corporations, and international entrepreneurs. Basically, unelected bureaucrats that control policy. You didn't vote for them, but they're bringing through everything they want, sidestepping traditional democracy. The WEF was, together with the Gates Foundation, a sponsor of Prescient Event 201, coronavirus pandemic simulation exercise held in New York City on October 18th, 2019. Huh. So Bill Gates, who's a massive donor to this and is involved in WEF, and WEF simulated a coronavirus in 2019, the same year when they were really developing their digital IDs. Then the coronavirus happened. About a year later, and vaccine passports have come about, and the people making those vaccine passports are those people, WEF, who were already talking about digital IDs before vaccine passports. Wake up! No vaccine passports! Do not use that ever under any circumstance. Any protest available, go to it. Protest mostly peacefully and stop this shit from happening. The article says the exercise for coronavirus on 2019, the same day as the opening of the Wuhan Military World Games, seen by some as ground zero of the global pandemic. China itself has argued that US military athletes may have brought the virus to China. Second, the WEF has been a leading proponent of digital biometric identity systems, which we've been talking about on this show, arguing that they will make societies and industries more efficient, more productive, and more secure. In July 2019, the WEF started a project to shape the future of travel with biometric-enabled digital traveler identity management. So before the coronavirus even existed, they had a vaccine passport. And these people literally want communism, as I've just showed you. Say no to vaccine passports. Say no to coronavirus restrictions. It is over, people. In addition, the article says, the WEF collaborates with the ID 2020 Alliance, which is funded by the Gates and Rockefeller Foundations and runs a program to provide digital ID with vaccines. So it's I'm going to help you with this vaccine, but really it's all about digital ID and controlling you in communism. Third, WEF founder Klaus Schwab is the author of the book COVID-19, The Great Reset, published in July 2020. Fuck, the coronavirus has been out 3 months. You've already got this book coming out? And you love China, who created the virus? And you've wanted to have digital IDs for years? And you want a vaccine passport? That book argued that the coronavirus pandemic can and should be used as an economic, societal, geopolitical, environmental, and technological reset, including, in particular, a global governance, accelerating digital transformation and tackling climate change. Climate change, invisible enemies, coronavirus. Basically, what that means is we want to level society, tear it all down, and build utopia. What is that? Communism. Say it with me. Communism. Say it with me. Fuck communism! Give me a hell yeah! Okay. So there you go. Who's involved with WEF? Literally involved on their website. Gavin Newsom, Angela Merkel, Pete Buttigieg, Emmanuel Macron, President of France, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. The list goes on and on and on. Take your pick. So there you have it, my friends. World Economic Forum, who are the people pushing vaccine passports the most, the greatest proponents of vaccine passports, who are literally developing them in cahoots with airlines all around the world, who are literally co-developing Japan's vaccine passports and other vaccine passports around the world, massively admires China and their communist system, which has digital IDs, which help really enforce total control and the ultimate form of the communist philosophy. So, fuck vaccine passports. I'll never accept that. I'll never use that. And I recommend you resist them at all costs. The coronavirus narrative is crumbling right now. You can feel it. Sweden are dropping entry requirements. No negative COVID test required. Apparently, Scotland are going to drop requirements. England are going to drop Scotland are going to drop a lot of rules. England are going to drop a lot of rules. They say they're going to drop them, but we're not fucking stupid because they said that every step of the way, and then a new variant comes along. So don't get your hopes up. They're going to keep this going because, in my opinion, those people, World Economic Forum, with the money of Gates and Bezos and all these other anonymous motherfuckers, Rockefeller, take your pick, they're the ones who pull the strings. America already sold out to China, manufacturing and everything, their entertainment industry. And so you're telling me they won't sell out to these motherfuckers who've probably got more money, who China are bankrolling? America already sold out to China. China are in bed with World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum pushing vaccine passports. Don't think this is going to go away because the money will keep coming from China and all these anonymous billionaires and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. But we need to keep talking about it. Share this video. It doesn't matter if I'm shadow banned. If you share this with enough people, people are going to want to share it more because I'm speaking truth. Truth resonates with people. And we're going to wake everyone up to this shit. And we're going to stop this coronavirus communism. This communism under the thin veil of public safety and coronavirus help. I have been Johnny Massacre. And I tell you what, mate, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.